Hello everybody, and thank you for coming to my poster today, which is on the role of the gut microbiome in juvenile idiopathic arthritis, or JIA. These samples were collected under the umbrella of the Inflammatory Arthritis Microbiome Consortium, or IAMC, which collects a bunch of different subtypes of arthritis, which range from juvenile to adults, and the poster today focuses on just those juvenile samples. We have three different diagnoses presented in this poster. Throughout it, you'll see HC for healthy controls, Polygo for patients that were diagnosed with either oligoarticular JIA or polyarticular JIA, but only if they were rheumatoid factor negative. Additionally, we have our ERA patients, or juvenile anesthetist-related arthritis. Additionally, with these patients, we divided them in age groups to try to deal with the fact that the microbiome is readily changing within this juvenile age class. So we did our analysis twice. First, from 0 to 15 years of age, in which we have only polygos, and then 16 to into their 30s, of which we have polygos and ERA patients. So you'll see this divide throughout the poster analysis. In the second panel, you can start to see some of our metadata summaries, both the age of the patients as well as the diagnosis, as well as our inflammatory marker analysis. So here we discretized our data between the active joint count. So if they had zero, we considered them to have no or none on the systemic inflammation marker. And if they had active joints at the time of sample collection, they had some systemic inflammation present. You can also see our univariate PERMANOVA analysis. So here what we did was for each of the different metadata, we analyzed the amount of variation that that metadata point explained in the overall composition of the taxonomic and functional landscape of the gut microbiome, finding that the inflammatory markers such as ESR and limited joint count explain significant amounts of variation in our younger children. However, with power limited, we weren't able to find these significant associations in our older kids of 16 to 30. Additionally, JIA subtype never explained a significant amount of variation within the composition of the gut microbiome. When considering the per-feature landscape of the gut microbiome, we were able to find both taxonomic and functional differences based on either the juvenile subtype or inflammation, which is that active joint count discretized. We found taxa or clades that had previously been associated with inflammation, whether that's IBD, colorectal cancer, or arthritis in adults, such as Streptococcus, had increased abundance and prevalence, especially in our younger kids. Additionally, since these data leverage the BioBakery V3 databases, which were expanded very recently, we are able to find some other taxa that have recently come under investigation with inflammation, such as Gordinobacter. If we look at the final panel now, you can see that within these species, there were some subspecies associations. We did find a couple that were weakly associated with JIA subtype. However, the striking differences that we saw were with age of the patient. So in these figures here, we have categorized the age of the patient, whether they're toddlers, which was 1 to 2 years of age, children, which was 3 to 13 years of age, 13 to 18 was our teens, and then anything above 18 years of age we considered young adults. And both Eubacterium CAG180 as well as Blatula wexillaria both showed distinct differences by the age of the patient. Of the 57 species that we tested for subspecies structuring, we found that 17 of them had significant structuring by age class. Finally, when we consider the functional landscape of the gut microbiome in these kids with JIA, we found that there were several classes of biomolecular functioning that were dysregulated within the gut microbiome, including things like vitamin B1 and B2 biosynthesis and salvage, as well as amine and polyamine metabolism. So you can see that one in the urea carboxylase EC. Further, things that were associated with arthritis subtype in adults were also found to be significantly associated here, including things like isoprene biosynthesis. Thanks for coming to my poster today. I hope you enjoyed it and learned something. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me.